alternative fee structures. The legal fee should fit the case and should fit the client. While most people associate hourly fees with defense work and civil trials, flat fees with criminal and family law, and contingency fees with personal injury plaintiff work, any of these types of fees can make sense to the worker Schreiber Knockhart, depending on the client goals, their internal budgeting, and the client's financial resources. As more fully explained below, in hourly fee cases, the hourly rate is just what it sounds like. Schreiber Knockhart gets paid for each hour or part of the hour that we work on a case. If the case gets busy, the fee is higher for the client. If the case is settled early or the matter concluded quickly, then the client only pays for the legal services they use. However, if the matter takes more time than expected, the bill rises with it. This can lead to budgeting uncertainty. It also means that the law firm is paid whether we get a recovery or the client pays a settlement or verdict. Alternative fees, however, shift some of the risk and reward to the lawyer. In a pure contingency fee, the attorney takes all of the risk of success on the firm. In a hybrid contingency fee, there's a smaller hourly fee and a smaller contingency fee. The client and the law firm share risk almost equally. A success fee does the same thing on the defense side of litigation with a smaller hourly rate and a predetermined success fee for a predetermined outcome if the outcome is met. Flat fees, for the total matter or a monthly flat fee, give clients budgeting certainty and the peace of mind knowing that the legal work will be covered in months where there is a lot of work and months where there may be little. The firm works with his clients at the beginning of the legal matter to outline the matter's objective, the methods to reach the objective, and the fee structure that best suits the matter, client, and law firm. An explanation of the different types of alternative fee structures is below. Pure contingency fees is an arrangement that is the best known alternative fee. They are most common in plaintiff's personal injury cases. They are also used in business or commercial litigation cases where there is a demonstrated monetary injury and very little to no possibility of counterclaims. In a pure contingency fee case, Schreiber Knockhart receives a fixed or scaled percentage of any recoveries in a lawsuit brought on behalf of the client as a plaintiff. These are typically 33% if the case is settled prior to lawsuit being filed, 40% if a lawsuit is filed, and 45% if the case goes to appeal after a trial. The client typically pays, at the time they are incurred, the expenses of the litigation in a business plaintiff's case, court reporter fees, expert costs, and the like. While in a plaintiff's personal injury case, the firm typically fronts expenses of litigation. However, we're willing to discuss sharing part or all the expense risk with business clients in appropriate cases. In a hybrid contingency fee structure, the law firm takes an hourly fee that is less than a typical hourly fee and takes a proportionate reduction in the contingency fee. For instance, the law firm will charge half its hourly fee and receive a 20% contingency in the outcome. Hybrid contingencies are most often used in business litigation cases, but can also be used on behalf of a personal injury plaintiff who has the funds to pay a smaller hourly fee in return for more of the settlement or verdict result. Hybrid contingency fees are most often used in plaintiff's cases. However, defense cases can also be structured with hybrid contingency fees, referred to as a reverse contingency, with success fees contingent on agreed upon results, typically a percentage of the money saved on a settlement or verdict from an agreed upon amount, usually the initial demand from the plaintiff in the case. Flat fee or fixed fee arrangements are typically arrangements whereby Schreiber Knockhart agrees to handle a matter or group of matters for a sum certain for the total matter or a certain amount of money per month. Monthly flat fees are best used for clients with many small matters and typically involve business transaction matters such as incorporation, negotiation with suppliers or vendors, and reserve a certain amount of the firm's time. For example, they cover up to a certain amount of time of hours of work with the additional matters charged at a reduced percentage of the firm's standard hourly fee. Fixed fee arrangements can be tailored to the nature of any given matter. Clients who seek budgeting certainty often find fixed fee arrangements useful. Holdback or success fees is similar to a hybrid contingency fee in that the law firm is paid a portion of its fees up front, but has a portion withheld contingent upon success in the matter, if the matter is concluded successfully, with success defined specifically at the outset of the matter. The law firm receives either the whole holdback or a percentage of it. This structure is often used in defense cases or when the result sought in the matter is not monetary, like injunctive relief or stopping certain business actions of the opponent. Our goal as a law firm is to serve our clients as best we can. This involves not only getting the desired result in the matter, but in getting the matter done and paid for in the way that best serves the client and maximizes the law firm's relationship with the client. In most cases, Schreiber and Ockert will suggest a fee structure that we believe serves the client in the case the best. Clients shouldn't hesitate to discuss any of the types of fee arrangements to determine what works best for the client in their particular case. In many circumstances, Schreiber and Ockert and the client will agree to a customized fee arrangement that mixes some types of the arrangements listed above. For example, hourly billing during a pre-lawsuit portion of the litigation, followed by a hybrid contingent matter after the lawsuit is filed. The fee discussion goes hand in hand with the discussion of the client's objectives and the law firm's analysis of proper strategy for the legal matter.